I know. Now midline. Break.
Ready. Set. Hike.
Let's get it, man.
Back in the building, J&J Every Day, episode 564.
Yes, sir.
Your man Jason here with my partner JC.
We're back with the bullshit play-in.
Man, we are back.
NBA I hate playoffs, the
play-in season. Yeah, it just makes the end of the end of the regular season interesting, but that's all.
Has the seeding changed in this play-in?
No.
So far, it's been just the regular. So far in the entire play-in history, the only time it's ever changed in seeding was when the Grizzlies got in, and then lost to the Warriors.
It could
4-1, I believe. I don't remember.
Let me see what we're looking at. Yeah, no 10 seed will be able to get in this year as well. I think we got 9s still alive though. I do believe we have 9 still alive.
Who is the 9 seed? Is that?
I think that's Chicago. I think Chicago was a 9 seed.
Oh, Chicago will probably be the second team to ever do this because Miami is now missing
Jimmy
Butler. Yeah. Do you think that's enough to stop Miami?
Yeah, man. It'll be tough.
Chicago's not that good as well, and they have their own injuries. I don't think Caruso's playing.
Oh no! They said he'll be
okay. He's ready for this one.
Kobe coming off a career high.
Yeah,
43, I believe. I mean, they got DeMar. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going Bulls tonight. I do think the Bulls win. I think without Jimmy, I don't think they'll have enough. I'm going Chicago.
But in the grand scheme of things, whoever wins this game,
they're gonna get real.
See the Celtics.
Gonna get whooped. Yeah, they're gonna get whooped.
Probably going to be a sweep.
Yeah,
either way.
So. Sweeper, gentleman, sweep.
On the west side now, it's a little tricky there.
Same thing.
Nah, you know, if Sacramento wins, you don't think... Oh, no, you're saying the same thing with 9-8.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. I think both of those teams are going to give OKC...
Pelicans, I don't think so much because Zion is now hurt or whatever.
Is he not playing, though?
He's not playing.
Oh, he's not playing.
Zion is not playing tonight.
Well, if he's not
I don't know how long his injury will be.
Yeah, that's my thing.
I don't know how long his injury will be. I don't even know what his injury is. All I know is that he's not playing tonight. All
right. Well, if it's something
let's look up what his injury is real quick.
Because if it's something that he can come back from, you know, let's say a la game 2 or something like that of this series, I definitely think they'll. Because again, when it's all said and done, OKC is the youngest 1 seed in the history of basketball.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it'll honestly be the battle of young teams because the Kings and the Pelicans
they're
are pretty
just saying
young.
It's a hamstring injury.
But even for him.
They're not saying how long.
No, you're right.
The span will be.
It's more so the Kings. It's more so the Kings on that side where you're looking at them like, oof.
And they have a fuller team. Of course, mm-hmm. We got Sabonis over there, double-double King. I think he got the most double-doubles this year. Maybe the most triple-doubles, too.
Keon Ellis, nice. You know, he's come on nice down the stretch with Huerter out or Huerter. Huerter's out. I think the Kings. But when it's all said and done, I do think, again, I think OKC would beat them in 6 or 5.
Yeah. And if it definitely gets to 7, I think OKC definitely gets that last game because they're not in Sacramento. Maybe Sacramento wins a few home games.
Yeah.
But that's it.
Ooh wee. What do we got here? Golden State gets bounced. They got what you wanted for the Lakers, you know, so they're going to have that little lottery pick.
They got it again. Last time they got Kuminga.
But more
and
importantly.
And I told y'all it was going to come in handy. They got a championship ring out of it. What was it? 2 years ago.
Yep.
They got it again. They look like they're ready to move on from Clay.
Yeah,
it looks like Clay looks like he's ready to move on.
0-10, man.
What do you think, Draymond?
Scoreless.
You think Draymond he's getting ready to move on, or you think he's?
I don't know. He's still under contract, so that one's not a free agent. You know, the Clay thing is a free agency thing.
But the Warriors might be done with him.
He's not under contract. He's still under contract, so that Draymond's interesting. That one's a tricky one. I honestly can't say right now. Because I got to see how other things shake and who. I can't say right now because that is a really interesting. I got to wait for the Clay thing dust to settle before I can make a move on the the Draymond joint, because what happens with the Clay might influence what I do with the Draymond or something. But Orlando, we might talk about them in the Eastern playoffs, but Orlando is my golden landing spot for Klay Thompson if he leaves the Warriors. You heard it here first. Orlando, they're a phenomenal young team. They got the guards. They're led by two wings or two forwards, Wagner and Banchero. The one thing they're missing down there in Orlando, not a great outside shooting team. They don't really have shooters.
I mean, do you think he want to go to a young team or you want to go to the Lakers?
I think he might want to go. I mean, I don't know. Of course, he would love to go to the Lakers. I'm just saying Orlando, A, probably has more money to give him if they're, you know, because they've been a spot everyone's pointing to. And they're young. But we're fourth. What are we sitting here? We'll get to them in a second. Sitting there fourth in the Eastern Conference, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I would like to be a part of that. It would be Paolo's third year in the league. Hey, man, they're young, but you add Klay to that, they could be challenging, but especially when you look at how the Bucks look this year. We'll get to that, but hey, East, let's pick these series, man. Who? What do you think? Well, the series that we know is happening.
Still got the kind of really know. We kind of really know what's going on here.
You know what I mean?
But we already know the Celtics going to win whatever
it is. Yeah, that's my thing. That series, I really don't
care. The Knicks, the Sixers.
That's a tough one right there, man.
Joel Embiid is back.
He's back, but he's not 100%. And that's a very important thing right there.
But, man, he came in the clutch the last game, man. He had a rough start, and now he has more time to heal. And the Knicks, they are not the healthiest team.
They're not. But they're so deep, and the guys they do have and the way they do play, it kind of favors Philly because it's not up and down, but it doesn't favor Philly because coming off the injury, you're going up a team that's physical. That's the one thing they're going to do is they're going to get into Joel. This is going to be a physical game on both sides. You know what I mean? And that's the only thing. That's my only thing with them. You know, I'm just like, dang. They do get physical. Mitchell Robinson's back, so I know they're not healthy, but they've got their big guys back when they needed it. OG back. I'm going, damn, bro. This one's, I'm battling back and forth right now. And Jalen Brunson, whoa. Listen, sir. The way he ended. Dante, Josh, they, Precious Achiuwa. Mm-hmm. Like, again. This is tough. I think, damn, bro. I think I'm going to go New York in this one.
I feel like it's going to be a game seven, though. It's going to be a game
seven. I got it 7-2, but I got them getting it in New York.
Oh, we love this matchup, dog.
I got them getting it.
The Bucks and the Pacers. After the whole ball getting tossed.
Man.
The Pacers aren't as healthy right now as they were at that time of the season, though, when they were hot as fish grease.
Man.
But I still see this going to seven games, but the Bucks will take this.
Oh, yeah, they're just missing Benedict Mather. Yep. Sheesh. The Bucks. Honestly,
you got the Pacers.
I'm going Pacers because you alluded to it.
The Pacers do got their number. I feel like they sweep them or they only beat them one. They only lost one time.
I'm about to tell you right now.
I think they might be 3-1 against them this
year. Owned them in the regular season. Giannis is missing already. Game one of this series.
What?
Yes, Giannis is missing game one. He's not healthy. This is shades of last year for me.
This is getting scary.
I'm going Pacers, man. I'm sorry. And the Indianapolis won the season series 4-1. So we won 4-1. I'm going Pacers. I'm upset Pacers. I know they got Dame now. Ooh, I know they got Dame. I know they got Chris Middleton.
But see, look, during those games, some of them weren't all the way healthy. And they're not. I mean, that's the story for Sunday. We'll see.
And again, this is you know, I'm not a believer in Doc Rivers now, so I'm not going to give you, the culture might get him. Nah, the culture might lose him these games, too. Give me Indiana in that series. That's a seven-game series.
Cavs, Magic, 4-5 seed. This is a guaranteed game seven for me. I got the Magic.
The Magic are tricky. See, and that's why Klay should go to. Listen to what you just said. And then you said, well, Klay want to go to a young team. Yeah, man, a young team. But look, you ain't going to really be able to chase me like you want to because you're going to have to worry about the real stars. I'm just here to snipe. Man, what? Come on, he like driving boats. You in Orlando, it's water. It's less tax than you getting hit with up in San Fran. Hey, give me Orlando as well. And if that's the case, if they go out first round, it's a couple teams where if they lose first round, I definitely think Dame and the Bucks. I know he just got there. I'm so sure. I'm not, because it's I'm basing it off of things he said. A this year, man, is not happy. He's come out and said, I know the divorce playing a part in it. You know what I mean? He said it straight up. I don't got my family. He's going to practice, coming home, playing video. He's not happy. This is not, I don't know, man. You might 1 year experiment. Hey, you will get some great stuff back for him now. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to tell you. If they go out first round, hey, Cleveland, if they go out first round, Donovan Mitchell. He might look around. Or Darius Garland, because I think you got to break that up. I got the Magic in six. In six, they gonna close it back at home, man. Boston, if it's Miami, gentlemen sleeping five, just because Miami likes to give them fits no matter who's there. If it's the Bulls, four.
Well, you gotta remember, Jimmy's out.
No matter who's there, Miami likes it. Boston is funny sometimes, man. They'll give you a game. Okay. You know what I mean? They'll just give you a game sometimes. So both ways.
The Nuggets and the Lakers. I see we another sweep, man.
No. I'm here to tell you I see this one in at least six games. I think and I actually think it's better that the Lakers got Denver now than later. A, because LeBron is fresher now than he will be coming into a Western Conference playoffs. I feel like they're a little more rolling. D'Angelo Russell has been on a little bit of a roll lately. So they have momentum coming into this game. And I think six, because as much as I love Denver, they lost key pieces that were huge in that series against the Lakers. They lost Bruce Brown. They lost Jeff Green. And I know some might laugh at that, but they're being replaced by the what's that, the Braun guy, whose name is like Brown or something like that, but we say a Braun. They're being replaced by him, Peyton Watson. He is. But again, you were spelling Bruce Brown. So when Bruce Brown, you know, now it's more minutes and a heightened we got to see. Peyton Watson, he's going to be called on, taking the place of Jeff Green. And Jeff Green was huge throughout the playoffs. So they a little younger and their bench is not as good as it was last year. There you go is what I'm saying. We'll see, so I do want to see how that matchup plays. I got them really in six, good. Though. Nuggets in six. It's not going to be a sweep, bro. Lakers at least getting a game at the worst, bro. I thought last year. Gentlemen, man, for real. It's not going to be a sweep, man.
Timberwolves and the Suns. Oh. I get the Suns beating them in five.
This hurts my heart to say, man, too, bro. Ugh, Ant-Man, I know you're going to break through soon. But have you watched these games that they've played against the Suns?
Atrocious, man. Woo!
Ant-Man, again, you're my favorite. You're my favorite. You average like 14 a game in these joints. I got Phoenix, man. I got them in six. Yeah. I got Phoenix in six. I just think, I think they're better too.
I love this matchup. Clippers versus Dallas Mavericks.
Bro, these games.
I got the Mavericks in six games as well. They're winning. They're closing out at home.
Yeah, bro. I think eight of these 10 series or however many they are in the East and West, they're going at least six games. Like, I think we got some long series on the East. You know, usually the East is a joint. You know, you like the Eastern Conference. You know what I mean? Then the series aren't as juicy or as good as the Western Conference joints. Nah, this year, I really think this year, man, it's both sides, and I can't wait.
Porter Jr. got some interesting two brothers.
What was the last game we just said? Dallas? Oh, wait, who you got?
I said Dallas.
Oh, you got Dallas?
I said in five games or six games.
Oh, man, I don't got it in five. See, bro, I hate when I talk about the Clippers. Because I always got to say what I always say to you, and you be laughing at me for saying it.
What, this the year? I'd be like,
if everybody's healthy, I know JC be tired of it. But, bro, that's the truest thing with them, look, bro.
22 hours ago, Kawhi's still battling inflammation. Game one status iffy.
He got the last spot on the Team USA roster, which I totally disagree with. And if I'm Steve Ballmer, I'm making a call to Grant Hill. And USA Basketball as the Clippers owner, I'm vetoing that. He's not doing it. The man might not even be able to game one ready for me. And he's committing to play more basketball in the offseason? Brother, we just built a brand new arena. Please, spare me. I might lose Paul George this summer. You're the only thing I'm gonna have. I got Dallas. I said all that. I got Dallas in seven.
Clippers stink.
Luka, man, he's crazy. He's crazy.
Yeah, he's, man.
He's crazy.
Call him.
Him and Kyrie.
Trigger warning. I call him Jeffrey Dahmer.
This man here, man. Bro, because he's just a killer, bro.
He be killing, he's killing our folks, man.
Bro, ridiculous. Wait, who's you? You said somebody before you was moving on.
Michael Porter Jr., he got an interesting set of brothers.
Yeah, man. Jonte Porter.
He got a lifetime bang. He was betting against the his team.
I was waiting for something to happen like this, man. I knew it was
he was betting against his team and won the joint, son.
Bet them to lose, bro. Damn, this man is hilarious.
Do you think a lifetime is too much?
Nope. Because what do we always say when we be putting ourselves in their shoes? And you got to protect the brand, my man. There's no second chances in this. There's folks was like, lifetime bans hard. Give them... No, there's no second chances, because the moment you come back, I give you a second chance. And just let, you might not be doing anything, but just let something crazy happen in the game or a bad call be made that you're in. You know what folks are going to say. Well, Jonte Porter, man, you know what I mean? No, bro, nope, you can't. This is, yeah, gambling is one where you got to have a fine line, man. And you, when somebody crosses it, there's no coming back from crossing that. It's just, yeah. You cannot come back from that when it comes to gambling, man. I think that's sucks, but you just can't do it, bro. You can't. He was wilding out anyways. He was just being blatantly wild. Yeah, no. No. Somebody wilding like that.
His other brother.
What'd he do?
He just got sentenced to 6 years in prison.
Ooh.
He was drunk driving last year, killed a woman in Colorado.
Oh, no. Yeah,
both the brothers.
Oh, no.
Wilding.
Yeah, man. Michael Porter Jr. Sorry, man. His family's not at the... Hey, hopefully that don't throw him off his game, man. He's going through a lot right now. I know Lakers fans is like, all jokes aside.
Both his brothers is fucking tripping.
Yo, no, seriously. But, yeah, that gambling, bro. The league, especially the way they push it. The way they push it and all these leagues be throwing it at us. You know, just gamble. Something like this happens, you gotta let everybody know that, hey, we're not gonna have it banned for life. For life. And you're not even, it sounds rude. I know it sounds rude and disrespectful, but you're not even someone the league would consider risking its image for. Are you kidding me? Jonte Porter? And again, I'm sorry it's rude, but it's the truth. No, they're not even considering. Considering.
We didn't even knew he was in the league.
Sportsbooks saw all that money being poured on and said,
"Who is this?
Michael Porter, brother? I knew he was in the league, but no, seriously, bro. When I saw this story break, I was like, wait, who?
I didn't know yet.
Jonte Porter. Oh, nah, yeah, it's college days. Nah, I didn't know the Corbin kid. I didn't know about the third brother. No, honestly, I only thought it was two, Michael and Jonte. This Corb, what? Coban, not even Corbin, Coban.
He ain't ever made top 10 ESPN for me to see him. So.
Yeah, Jonte. And the craziest thing is, I think he had just got a two-way contract, you know.
He was actually starting to
– this was the promising little building season going into next year. And you over here gambling, bro, and you won what? You in the negatives for what you was gambling anyways. It wasn't like you, so golly. Oh, give me 1 second. It's chicken in here. Back from the chicken break, y'all. Back. I ain't even put the chicken in the oven. Ridiculous.
WNBA draft. Caitlin Clark, number one pick, going to Indiana. And people mad they got a deal.
Number one going to Indiana.
What are we going to do now?
And look, she should have a deal. But, will not lie to you. There's no reason. Caitlin Clark, Breonna Stewart, Sabrina have deals. And Asia Wilson doesn't.
Did Asia Wilson say she wanted a deal?
I will not lie to you about.
Because I think she can get a deal if she wanted to.
She want a deal.
Did she say that?
Bruh, she hasn't explicitly come out and say it, but I mean, what player of her magnitude?
No, has she said it? Has she commented?
No, it's not. Like, she hasn't explicitly said it, but she, come on now. She knows that it's like, come on, man. This is Sabrina.
I don't know. I think some people would decline this if some people just don't want to do it.
She would not decline it. I can guarantee you that. I can guarantee you. There's no lady has black lady has got a shoe deal in the WNBA since Candace Parker. Should not be. Now, Sabrina, I think she went to Oregon. She did. And you know that's the home of Nike. So they that I do think that's probably where that, and she's nice. You know what I mean? It's not like she's no scrub or nothing, but she did go to Oregon. You know Phil Knight, Oregon, Nike. You know that. That's where that came from. Now, Stewie, she was with Nike. She did have to leave Nike.
Why?
Oh, to get her deal.
Get what deal?
Get her shoe deal. Her shoe deal is not with Nike.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just talking about Nike specifically. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm talking about the top of the top. I'm just talking about, because this is the best WNBA player. Just call it what it is. It's, she is the best. I'm talking about, and she's been the two-time champ. She, yeah. We seen her finishing it off last year. Broken wrist, niggas, in the last 12 or what. Ridiculous, bro. So Stewie had to leave Nike. Again, it's not like Caitlin shouldn't get it. I'm not saying she shouldn't. We're just eyeballing you because we're like, okay, there's someone that's been balling and been, that's all we're saying. That's all we're saying, Nike.
I'm like Asia Wilson that's to be like, yo, they gave me a deal. I just didn't like it.
Nah, man, she want that shot. But boy, I can't wait.
Because I mean, I'm pretty sure they had offered her something. So.
I wouldn't put it. Nah, I don't give these folks the benefit of the doubts. Because I know the people sitting in that room, they like this wall. They that color.
Yeah, but they still sign hella athletes.
Not, but that's my point. Not WNBA athletes. That's my. You know what I mean? That's my point.
I don't want to bring up the revenue joint.
I'm just like, hey, I mean, you could say that, but this is someone.
They've given it to Shikari, all that. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure there are racists in the rooms, but I'm saying that they've hired plenty of black ladies.
But that's my point. If there's one person in the league where you're going to get the, it's the person with a million plus followers on Instagram. Like one of them international. Yeah, like it's one. Smart Asia is her.
No, I mean, I know Asia is hurt. I'm just saying.
No, I'm talking to the Nike folks.
No, I'm saying maybe they did offer. I'm saying we don't. I mean, I don't know. I would wait to see what Asia has to say about it.
She's not going to say nothing. I got bigger fish to fry, man. I'm trying to three-peat.
Maybe she was like, they did offer me something. I was like, it didn't look good enough for me.
What's she post, man? She posted a Bible verse.
If she posted something, maybe she is complaining about it.
She posted like a Bible verse or something like that. One of them like, don't trip about what ain't gonna come to you. But I'm gonna find it. But either way, I can't wait to watch the Fever and Caitlin Clark. They come here on my sister's birthday. Hey sis, I got his tickets to go watch. You know? No, for real. I'm not gonna lie. I think most of their games is televised. I'm finna be tuning in because I don't think they're gonna be trash.
Cardoza and Angel Reese on the same team.
Come
on. This is crazy.
Who, like Cardoza said, who gonna get a rebound on us? I wanted her to come to Washington. I'm not gonna hold you though. Washington pass. I mean, Aaliyah Edwards, no scrub, really good. But man,
and she's with somebody from Maryland that's really big. I forgot
who.
Forgot her name.
For the Mystics?
Yeah.
Or let me pull that up there, man, real quick.
She's from Maryland.
Right, let me pull that up real quick. Let me pull that up. But what up? Cameron Brink went second from Stanford. The LA Sparks, man, they went crazy on this one. Got Cameron Brink second and got Rekia Jackson fourth from Tennessee. And she's a beast. She's nasty, man. So great pickups. JC Sheldon fifth. Who she go to? Dallas Wings. Aaliyah Edwards, 6th, came to Washington. Angel Reese, 7th, to Chicago Sky. Goodness gracious, man. Yeah, it's going to be a good season, man. It's going to be a good season. Fever winning the title? You got them winning the title? From worst to first?
Brother, I don't care.
From worst to first, bro?
I'm only a New York Liberty fan, so I hope she wins.
Why?
I love Sabrina.
Wow. Oh, yeah, you do love Sabrina, this guy here.
I'm a big Sabrina fan.
This guy is a big Sabrina. And that's nothing wrong with that. I mean, she's good, but.
Indiana probably going to lose. I'll be rooting for her, though.
Breonna Stewart's only 29? How old is Sabrina? 26, okay.
I ain't, you know what I'm saying?
This man really.
I ain't going to be rooting for Indiana.
You say you're not?
Hell no. Not just because Caitlin Clark there. I'll be fucking rooting for her. Cool.
Oh, that's crazy, bro.
They need to make an Iowa team.
They're not making no Iowa. Oh, speaking of which, y'all did just grab somebody. Y'all did just get a Lady Transfer, I think. I forgot. Let me pull up her name.
Boy, you about to see the viewership of women's college basketball go all the way down next year, dog.
Let me see, bro. I'm about to pull it. Y'all just picked somebody up, bro.
The viewership by
Lucy Olsen. Nice. Number three from scorer where? In Division I women's basketball this season.
From where?
From Villanova. Nice. She transferring to Iowa. Yeah, she trying. Okay. You said Clark paved the way for scores at Iowa. Watch. Watch. Well, oh, this man. Nah, man, we locked in, bro. Now we locked in on Paige, bro.
I'm saying the nation. I'm not saying. I'm saying everybody. I seen a tweet going around talking about some who put you on the women's basketball. I'm bro, I was going to be watching either way.
Yeah, it's great.
Like, I think I kind of started as an L.A. Sparks fan just because I was a Lakers fan, but I just was watching everybody. Like, when Lisa Leslie retired off that joint, I was like, all right, I'm done with
Shamika
the Sparks.
Shamika Hoseclaw.
The Sparks got somebody else.
I know who you're talking about.
It wasn't Candace Parker because she went to Chicago, didn't she?
No, it might have. I think.
She came to L.A.?
Yeah. She won her titles in L.A. She won her titles in L.A. Yep.
I was back to being L.A. Sparks fan. But, you know, my fandom just be it just be bouncing around WNBA. I don't got no.
Oh, I always been locked in with the Mystics, man. They just been the home squad.
Definitely
bro.
Not the Mystics, because there was a period. Did they ever win? They won recently.
Yeah, they did. They won recently, something like that. Yep.
But there was no parade, right?
No, because
COVID. It was because of COVID.
I think it was COVID or something like that, bro.
Something got delayed,
but nope, we didn't. I was like, wow, we finally win.
Yeah, that was like the only time
What was that, 2019? It had to be 2019, because looking at semifinals, finals. Yeah, yep, 2019, they beat the Connecticut Sun. And we just lost freaking Deladon.
Yeah.
That's why they picked up probably why they picked up Aaliyah Edwards. But first game this year against New York, all right? First game this year. Hey. Y'all coming to our house. We finna smack y'all. You hear me? Smacking y'all. The New York Liberty, this guy here. The Liberty fan. Ridiculous, man.
I'm a Sabrina Ionesco fan. They sucked last year, too. No, she got hurt last year anyway.
Yo, what's up, man? We doing the show.
Who is it? Jalen?
Nah, your brother.
Oh.
It's good, man.
I was going to say you mentioned.
On J&J. Oh, let me hit you after. Let me hit you in like 15, 20 minutes. You said what? All right, bet. But yeah. But let me hit you back. Hey, man. Had to hit him back on that one, man. But, hey. Mystics fan, and I'm rocking with the Chicago Sky now because they got my girl Angel. So
yeah, Chicago is about to have a great year, but I won't lie, I don't really be watching the
Vegas
the
again.
WNBA until the playoffs. That's what really excites me.
See, that used to be me, but this year I'm definitely making an effort because I won. As the followers, I follow a lot of ladies who watch the WNBA. And the stuff they retweet and stuff, you know what I mean? The stuff they retweet, just the commentary on the games and what's going on and the players, what they're tweeting. I will not lie to you, brother. I know us men, we be liking the NBA. You know, we think we got good beefs and rivalries. I won't lie. And I really realized this last year. That's when I really was, yo, the ladies? You like trash talk and people being petty and all that? No,
they be
I'm not going
to fighting in the damn in the little dap up line.
Dog, I'm not going to lie. They'll game and they'll get online, you know what I'm saying? And they'll be going back and forth. Hey, it's Hollywood. It's cash. So I'm tuned in this year. I can't wait. And I know they're going to be talking trash. I know they are.
The fight this weekend. Ryan Garcia, he just missed weight, so they about to renegotiate.
Oh yeah, he gave him $1.5 million. Told him $500K for every weight he off, every pound he off.
Mm-hmm.
This man gave him $1.5 million. This man, he missed weight on purpose. I'm like, bro, what? Why would you? I got Devin Haney on the cards. I don't think anyone's getting knocked out. Obviously, I got Haney on the cards. This is kind of a snoozer, man. That's why we loved UFC last weekend, UFC 300. even though I fell asleep on some of them fights, I'm not gonna lie. They give us the fights we want. They give us, and we always complain about this, they give us the marquee matchups. This is gonna be a good fight, just not a fight we've been looking for. So, yeah, we'll be tuned in, but ain't nobody gonna be going crazy for this one. Nope. Or jumping for this one, man. So I'm not.
Is that all for today? What we got?
Who lost in the first? Is that all for today? This might be, man. Who needs this title the most, man? Who needs to win the title the most in the NBA? What player needs to capture that so they can shut up you and me and everybody else?
Celtics need a title this year, but they will not get it.
Okay, he's going as a whole to Celtics. All right.
Even if you want to go individuals, duo.
That's a good one. Brown and Tatum.
Yeah, this might be.
That's a good one.
Because they've already switched their teams out three times now.
Yeah.
I don't know if they were there with the Isaiah Thomas years.
They were, but really, I don't know. It gets murky. That was kind of the changeover.
They had that joint where whatever was before the whole Marcus Smart era, that joint. Yeah. Then boom, they moved out the whole Marcus Smart people, all that. Like, there's a whole new squad now in that joint. And y'all have had the squad for about 3 years, you know what I'm saying? If this is not, you've been the best in the East for 3 years straight, and y'all have not won.
Just re-signed Drew Holiday, too.
This is your year, bro.
Just re-signed Drew.
It's your year, bro.
Yeah,
you got people hurt in the East. You got an easy go.
I don't see nobody challenging them.
You have an easy go,
except for the Nuggets. We said who?
The Nuggets.
The Nuggets. Oh, I'm talking about in the East, except for the Knicks. See, I'm saying the
hell
Knicks.
No.
I just watched the Knicks twice to end the year, bro. Fully healthy Celtics, trying to win. Yeah. Bro, I'm high on these Knicks, bro. I'm trying to tell you. The way Brunson be cooking lately.
You high, all right.
They play defense. They lock up. They play that slow down pace you want to play in the playoffs. And that's their game.
I mean, they'll do it. They are an exciting team.
They got the pieces.
Yeah, they do.
They really do. We'll
see. I will still have the Celtics in everywhere.
He said Jalen Brown and Jason Tatum.
That's the only team that I see. Any other team, they could lose this joint. Shoot.
All right. I got a better one for you.
If you want to go with who?
Who? Oh, no, not even to that one.
To other teams. The Sixers, who cares? They're hurt. This is coming off of whatever the year. The Knicks, they were surprised if they do it. Bucks, who cares? They're hurt, and they've already done it. We don't really picture Giannis to be this great guy anymore. You know what I'm saying? They kind of stripped him away of his MVP qualities and all that now. They keep putting a wall against him.
Giannis?
Yeah, they figured it out.
Man, this is a tough one.
The Pacers, who cares? If they lose this year, ain't
Yeah, wrong. Definitely not dumb.
Cavs and Magic, it's not that big of a deal. You did bring up Donovan Mitchell might want it, but I feel like that would be a little too much. You know what I'm saying? You got a good team going. I'd rather you continue hard on a good team than you know what I'm saying? Well, I mean,
Darius Garland probably will.
Darius Garland maybe.
He probably will. There you go.
Not Donovan Mitchell too, because he's probably like, I've already seen this in Utah.
Yeah, he's trying to win. I know that. Imagine him if he can find his way to get to the Knicks and be along Jalen or something. Woo.
Okay, see, if they lose, they'd be like, man, we'll get him next year. They're a young-ass team.
Phoenix, the Clippers, and Boston. Actually, I wasn't expecting that Jalen Brown, Jason Tatum. So I was like, damn, that's a good one. Clippers, Phoenix.
Yeah. Boston. Phoenix, man, KD.
So my next question was, who absolutely cannot lose in the first round? And that was going to be my pick, was Kevin Durant.
Damn.
He cannot.
Yeah, if the Suns lose like that, even though they're the sixth seed, that looks bad, bro. But what about the Clippers, too? Another year of some bull.
It's the Clippers.
It's equal over here.
It is, but I think it's actually the Clippers. You're right.
And because the Nuggets, though. If the Nuggets lose that first round after talking that – what? Talking that trash they was talking?
I mean
– what?
But they was talking – they should have been. They was defending champs, bro. We was talking that smack. Nah, hold up. The Lakers had owned the Denver Nuggets now, so we finally got over that hump. in the Western Conference.
Now, I'm talking about when they was talking about on the parade joint and everything. They kept bringing us up, man. I was like, hold on now. We just won them the other teams. You know what I'm saying? Talk about the other teams.
Nah, the Lakers had owned. You know the Lakers' history. Y'all had owned them, bro. Owned them. They finally like got that. Over that mountain. Like that.
So, now, if they lose this joint, son, oh, yeah, it's up.
It's not
going to be. Oh, we going up. We don't even got to win nothing else after that.
It's not going to be.
It'll be up.
But I'm saying, like,
the Celtics lose legacy the first
wise,
round.
That's what I'm saying, like, legacy wise. Like, if they lose that, it'll be a bad mark. But again, yeah, it's like you lost to LeBron and AD.
Motherfuckers won't remember in 3 years. You lost to LeBron and AD? As a matter of fact, probably already only Lakers fans remember you. I'm probably reminding you about all that. You know what I'm saying?
The Clippers, bro. Because PG already might leave after this year. You know, he's already rumored to be possibly Sixers want him, some other teams want him. If they lose, bro, they definitely. Come on, man.
What was the come next on, question?
Man. Nah, that was just it. Who can't lose in the first round?
You
for
you,
sure.
You said you had. Oh, that was.
Yeah,
a
the first round. Not even win the title. You just can't lose in the shoot, first round.
Yeah, the Celtics too. I'm that, like, that's whoa. The second.
Oh yeah, they so, good. They
if, no, but I'm saying if they did lose,
whoa,
that would be blow up whoa. Central.
This yeah, that would be whoa.
What's his name? The bald dude got leave oh. too. The bald dude, the light
oh, that's
dude.
My man. That's my man.
Devin
bro.
White. No, Derek yeah, White. Derek he got to go too. Everybody got to go.
That's, no, you're right, bro. Nah, if the Boston Celtics don't win, son, their team is so loaded, bro. This is so crazy and unfair. No, if they don't win the title this year, bro, that wow, bro. And that's why Jason Tatum for MVP, he was never going to get it. I'm not giving you the MVP on a team like
you
this.
A full squad.
Like, yeah, bro. Drew Holiday, Peyton Pritchard. And don't, hey, Peyton to give you 40 and 8 threes on any given night. Don't let that boy get hot. Derek White, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Porzingis, Al Horford. That Sam Hauser, boy. Hey, that Sam Hauser. Good. Oh my gosh, bro. Xavier Tillman. Yo, this team is so deep, bro. We up out of here. If they don't win, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Miami, Chicago, Sac, New Orleans. Tonight. NHL playoffs are coming at y'all hot, too. Those are on the way. Let's go, Caps. We snuck in that thing, so let's get it. We up out of here. Jam J every week. Day.
We'll come
be
back.
Safe.
We'll be more. I had
be
a.
Safe.
We had some family problems the last two, 3 weeks.
Hey, yeah, but we all next Friday. We'll see you. J&J every day.